We're both quiet as fuck.
Hello.
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 Somebody on our Instagram story. Oh.
Okay.
Somebody on our Instagram responded to a question that I posted of what I should do if we got to 600 reviews on Spotify, which we're almost there.
Y'all blow that up.
Come on. And they wanted me to sing an entire song on Patreon.
That's really good.
I was like, you do not, that does not need to be a reward for you.
Girl, I'll do that for free.
That's a reward.
No, that's the reward. For me. We probably need to turn the fish off.
Yep. Oh, but she'd love it so bad.
I know. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Okay, guys, I'll say this. Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod with me, Sophia Wilson-Felton, and my co-host, Hannah Wakefield, who's turning her cat's fish off. As we just talked about, if you want to support us, you can subscribe to our Patreon. It's awesome. It's $5 a month. We do weekly bonus content there. I know some of you guys are sad that we only do episodes twice a month now. We have to for our mental health, among other things.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'm back.
And Hannah's back.
Hey.
But if you really like us, rock with us, love us, want to laugh your fucking A off, you can and subscribe to the Patreon. And also, you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at I'm the Devil Pod. You can leave us, as we just said,
a 5-star review, please. Y'all,
we get a 600 5-star reviews and Hannah will release a full-length original song to the Patreon.
Yes, there's actually many things that I promised I would do if we got there, which,
let's name them all,
was I said that I would get every single tattoo that y'all suggested, and there were like six of them.
So number one, Leisha doing those, obviously can't pay for it.
Yeah,
so
of
it's
course
gonna look bad.
I'm getting Bubba and the A on my ass.
Getting one on each
and I'm
cheek.
Getting devil horns.
Yeah. And you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts, and you should do any of those things, all of those things, whatever
all,
you want.
All.
I also want to give a huge shout out to the devil, the little devils who came to my show this weekend. You guys were so cute.
Yes. Oh my God. Wait, I was there too, but I felt randomly shy about going in to find you.
It's hard when it's like you don't want to. It's embarrassing to be like, hi, you're my fan.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
That is a bit, it feels a bit indulgent.
You had just come out. I was like, shit. I can't go in and be like, me too.
And we were all like exhausted,
me
about
too.
To leave.
Me too. Yeah.
Me too. Girly girl going crazy.
She's in play mode.
But literally, thank you guys so much for coming to the show. It's like the sweetest thing in the world. And you guys were really sweet and cute. And I had an amazing time meeting you. So.
Everyone was saying you were adorable because somebody, Marley came up to you and was like, did you meet them? And I was like, no. And she was like, they're so cute.
Yeah, they are so cute.
And probably super sexy.
Probably sexy as fuck as well, huh?
Yeah, I bet.
Should I ask you?
No, let me ask you.
Okay.
Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
Okay.
You bitch, you better stop.
You better fucking not, Kimberly.
Oh. Oh my God, what the
She's
fuck is your problem?
Pissed the fuck off because she doesn't have access to her electric fish anymore.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, I got an amazing pair of pants. I've talked about this. I was looking for my lounge pants. And
oh,
I
yes,
got them.
Yes.
That was sexy. The funny part is, of course, I bought two sweatpants. One of them, amazing fit, so good. The other one, really tight in the hips and ass, very strange looking on.
Have what to can you do?
What can you do? Have to return those, of course. Well,
sometimes,
what I can do is return them.
Sometimes you accidentally buy a classic jogger.
Sometimes you accidentally buy a tight jogger that is legit like hugging your hips.
Like a 2014 British jogger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, as I told you, they came highly recommended. I guess I should have just gotten a bigger size. Was unclear which one to go with because it was like unisex kind of.
How were you supposed to
know? How was I supposed to know? And I also thought, as I told you, the fabric would be different and they would be more drapey. They are kind of a stiff cotton, tight to the bone.
Ooh.
Jogger.
Ooh. A structured
own.
Sweat.
Need to get rid of.
Yeah.
So that is something sexy that happened to me. What else? I mean, the show is always so sexy, of course. Had an amazing time. That was my Valentine's Day.
Yes, me too.
And
it was also my Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was not feeling the love this Valentine's Day. Aww. During the day. It felt like a normal day. Usually my heart is swollen. But
usually my heart is swollen, pulsing out of my chest.
Usually I'm having a medical emergency.
Usually I'm having so many heart palpitations I have to go to the fucking hospital on Valentine's Day.
Yes, but this year I just was totally normal. Nothing out of the ordinary.
And also another sexy thing that's been happening to all of us is that it's no longer feels like negative 16.
Yeah.
I relish.
Bruh, it
that.
Fucking snowed last night.
I know. Well, I woke up and I was like, dear God, no. However, I'm okay because it's just not as cold. It's okay.
Yeah. It is not as cold. I've walked 4 miles already today, yes, and I felt amazing the whole time.
Felt fucking on fire doing it.
I literally did.
Oh, another Patreon preview I really want to, we need to talk about Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Summer House and Honestly Traders on the Patreon is something that I want to do.
Yeah. My joy, my greatest joy is Love is Blind, and I'm really excited for that.
Excited to dive in.
Oh, I'm so excited to dive in. Those people are so nutso bananas.
As I told you, the guys are saying some of the most humiliating things in the world.
Last season, which feels like it was literally last month, mm-hmm, they're like pumping that show out.
They do.
Everybody was like conservative and racist. Are you getting that vibe again?
I only watched like half of the first episode so far.
Okay.
Hard to say. Okay. I'm definitely not getting like, I don't know, because no one's like hashtag woke.
You're not getting any queerdos.
I'm not getting any queerdos in the mix. I don't know.
Last year, they were literally not hashtag woke, remember? There yeah. There was that couple that was like, there was that gay guy who was like, if my kid was gay, I wouldn't be happy.
Oh, that gay guy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
That was projection. Anyway, I don't know what next unique thing happened to you this week.
I don't know. I've had like my time off. Mm-hmm. I've been delving into a lot of self-improvement practices.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like walking 4 miles, mm-hmm, and quitting the vape. Mm-hmm. So y'all should be really proud of me for that.
We are.
It's extremely hard.
It's one of the hardest things a human can do.
It's nice though, because I get to enjoy smoking cigarettes again. Wow. Crazy thing
to
say.
I get the amazing opportunity to enjoy smoking cigarettes now.
It feels sexy as fuck walking around with a lit cigarette.
Yeah, it does.
So that's been cool. I also have been cooking, and I've been, I don't know, like not drinking, whatever. My skin's not getting any clearer,
75
y'all.
Hard.
Yeah, I've been investing in myself and doing 75 hard.
With 75 hard, you have to read like a self-improvement book, like nonfiction, once a week or something.
Once a day. You have to work out twice, and you have to go to bed at 6 p.m.
You have to work out twice a day.
It's like you have to work out twice a day, once inside, once outside. You have to go on a 10-mile walk. Yeah. You have to read a full book every single day.
So what if I have a job? What then?
That's your 75 toast. Hard is a full-time job.
Yes.
Let me tell you that.
You need to take a 75-day sabbatical to do 75 hard.
I'll do it. I'm on it. No, not true. I have an interview on Thursday.
Wiki.
Pray for me, y'all. I think that this is going to come out on Wednesday.
It is going to come out on Wednesday.
So pray for me.
Pray for her.
Seriously.
Pray. Pause up. Pause up. Prayers
y'all,
out.
Y'all, pause up to God. Send him a message.
Raise those paws all the way up to God. Send him a message.
All the way up
Let's
to God.
Let's get into this job.
I'm also going on a date tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Keep forgetting and then remembering. Mm-hmm. Making my stomach hurt.
Don't.
So.
Remembering to make my stomach hurt. Spiking my cortisol.
Exactly.
Lowering it down. Spiking it again.
I mean, that's me all day long.
Of course.
All damn day.
Every single day.
And I think that's kind of just about it. I don't really know. Nothing crazy has happened. Let me think.
Well, that's been
God. Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Actually, it's not even. It makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. I saw those twins eating those sandwiches at your show.
Yeah. We did not even get confirmation if they were twins.
Sophia?
You guys were certain
Sophia,
they were twins.
Sophia. 100% those guys were twins. Take it from a fucking expert. Those guys were twins.
I fucked enough twins to know what a fucking pair of twins look like.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I just think it's so funny that if you're twins to have the same glasses, dress the exact same way, have the same haircut.
Sophia, they do that. They do that. They do that,
they do
some
that.
Of them.
I wouldn't do that.
Nor would I. And none of the twins I fucked have ever done that. Dressed exactly the same, wearing the exact same outfit, eating
exactly
a sandwich
the
in the exact same way.
Sure, but they've done weirder, more twisted things. Shared a bunk bed.
Oh, shoot.
And there's other things I could say as well.
No.
I texted my brother on the way here and I said, your huge arm was a topic of conversation at brunch yesterday with Shemi and Hannah. Shemi thinks that you need to be careful, otherwise normal clothes will stop fitting you.
That, I said that, first of all. I love how big your brother is getting.
My brother is jacked, you guys, and he wants to get bigger in it, and it's so funny.
It's awesome.
As I said, I literally can't even fathom the amount of food that he has to eat and pay for.
I have
so
been
much
to his
food.
Apartment. He is not going to be able to fit in there soon.
I know. I know.
I love his apartment.
I know. It's
oh my
so
God.
Sweet.
It's so sweet.
Yeah. Shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Because some VPR history was made today.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Vanderpussy Rules. Oh my God. And I'm going to have something to say. Sorry, I'm screaming today.
No? Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start. And the episode is No Strings Attached, Vanderpump Rules, Season 4, Episode 10. We open at Villa Rosa y'all, Villa Rosa.
Villa Rosa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Schwartz comes over to Villa Rosa and basically asks for a Xanax because he's going to talk about the sangria or something. I don't fucking know. It's all a ruse for them to talk about the engagement. They don't really talk about the sangria.
I don't know why they had to have a show, like
I know.
A fake out for this. I also, know. When he arrives, Lisa's washing swan shit off of her footbridge.
Of course.
Because Hanky got sick or
just
something.
Hanky is constantly like, Hanky is like sickly. Well. No, Hanky is like dying before our very eyes.
He keeps it sick. She keeps it sick like all the other animals.
Yes. Okay, so she's like basically asked Schwartz if he did his homework about the sangria, which obviously he didn't. This is all a smoke screen. And he says he did, but she asks him what the red is made of. And he goes, the red? I can learn that stuff overnight.
You've had months.
Okay. Basically, in the talking head, Schwartz explains that he actually hasn't been able to be very focused on the sangria because he has something else on his mind, which is his proposal to Katie, which will be happening in this episode. He tells Lisa that he thinks he's finally done something right in his relationship, mm-hmm. which is picking out Katie's ring. Mm-hmm. And then he proposes to Lisa, which is exactly what they said that he would do.
It really made me laugh, though. He said,
Lisa, he loves her.
I know you have a beautiful family, husband, kids. Mm-hmm. All I'm asking you is to leave that all behind.
For me.
For me.
A guy who knows nothing about your sangria.
And you go, stop. Oh,
they're having fun. He basically then explains that he wants to, quote unquote, blindside Katie with the engagement. Such a scary way to put it. And that is exactly what he wants to do. And he will do it.
Yep.
It's the worst engagement in the world.
It's a perfect phrasing. It's exactly his intention.
An engagement that hinges on the joke that he would never, ever propose to her, yeah. which is just absolutely fucking wretched.
Well, it's despicable. In his words, he wants to Schwartzify it, which is to pretend that it would never happen. And to wish in your heart that it didn't have to.
Yes. He says that it just wouldn't be me if it was just straightforward down on one knee. I got to put a little spin on this thing.
Bro.
He's like, it's a little dose of me and the rest is very traditional.
It's
not. It's a huge dose of you.
It's almost all of you.
Yes.
And then there's a sentence or two that is traditional.
Yes. And Lisa basically is like, you are extremely lucky. Katie is like a billion times better than you. Like, you need to be thanking your lucky stars. And then he's like, holy fuck. I didn't even think about the fact that she would say she could even say no.
I know. But it's like she wouldn't.
She's been begging you to propose to her. I wish that she
imagine
would.
Imagine if she did. That'd be amazing.
I fucking wish. Like, that'd be the best con of all time.
I know. Okay. Now we're at the tattoo removal studio.
Yeah.
Tom and Ariana are going because they're going to get the A removed.
Yeah.
Of course. It's been on there for like a week. It's the fuggliest tattoo of all time. Has to go. Tom knows the office manager at the tattoo removal place because she's friends with Christian.
Yes. So funny. So fucking embarrassing, obviously.
And he's like, well, I do want the discount, but it does suck that Christian is even going to know about this at all.
Yes, of course.
But of course she will immediately.
Yeah, duh.
She probably already
does. She definitely already knows.
Tom and Ariana are kind of debriefing about the night before, especially about Katie.
Yes.
Because if you recall, they all got into a big screaming match.
Yes.
Over pizza. Over thin crust pizza and
from
drinks.
Domino's.
Because everybody wants to invite Christian on Tom Sandoval's birthday trip to Hawaii.
To Waikiki.
Waikiki.
Get that girl to Waikiki.
And Ariana and Tom are not so thrilled about that. But Katie was kind of the ringleader. They call her a mosquito.
So fucking rude.
And Ariana is like, I'm just upset because no one ever everyone always holds a grudge in this group. Nobody ever forgives anybody except for Christian. And it's like, y'all are forgiving each other.
Left and fucking
non-stop.
Right.
Yeah. Kristen's gotten the worst of it out of anyone ever.
Yes. But you guys are constantly forgiving each other for literally what I would consider to be unforgivable acts.
Yes.
Transgressions.
And she has been in the doghouse for like a year and a half now.
Yeah, she has.
So like, let
she
her
really
out.
She really has.
So then they go into the consultation. Tom has to show his tattoo. He does pull his pants most of the way down and bend over. The tattoo is right
when
on the top.
When he literally starts to bare his fucking hole and the doctor has to go, oh, you don't have to bend over. I can see it. It's on the top of your butt. Oh my God.
Oh, funny. He's also like looking back like sheepishly.
He's like, sorry.
He's
like,
literally spreading hole.
So fucking embarrassing,
it's
actually.
So funny.
So
holy
embarrassing.
Shit.
It's like, okay, I'm not putting a finger up there. This isn't that type of doctor's appointment.
There's a bunch of people and a camera
tattoo
in the room.
Clearly, you don't need to bend over. Bending over is crazy.
Bending over was so funny. Also, because like he showed the tattoo so many times before. Do you think he's bending over every time?
No. Or maybe. Also, it's so funny that Kristen's friend is like in there for no reason. She's like the receptionist. I'm like, she's just in there to embarrass you.
Of course, and to be on TV.
Yeah.
So the doctor's looking at the tattoo and she's like, it looks like really infected or something. Like you might be allergic to red ink. If we try and take the tattoo off right now, it's just going to scar in the exact same shape and size of the tattoo.
So that will be a brand.
So yeah. So we're going to have to wait until it fully heals, which is going to take a while. And he was like, okay, that's fine. And she was like, just don't do anything crazy, like go in the tanning booth or something.
Well, she says, just don't be like out in the direct sunlight. And he's like, what about the tanning bed? She's that obviously counts.
Well, he goes, what about the tanning bed? Yeah. She goes, who even goes in a tanning bed anymore? And he's like,
me.
I'm going on vacation.
I have to,
get a base tan before.
I have to prep my skin for my vacation to Waikiki.
She's like, don't do that. Never do that again. Do not get in the tanning bed. They show a clip of him discovering like a new model of tanning bed and hopping in being like, I need an Ultra 3000. And then Tom is just kind of feeling upset about the whole process because he can't go into the tanning bed primarily. And also it's going to take a year and a half to get their tattoo off, like 10 to 15 sessions. Yes.
And with the friends and friends and family discount, it will still be $1,000.
$1,007.
Yes.
Which, you know what, is
it's
like,
not that bad. He has it. Bad. He's got it like that.
Well, if you think about it, over a year, fine. We can spend that. Yeah, you got that. And he was like, this tattoo took me 15 minutes to get, and it's going to take a year and a half to remove. So think about that, y'all.
And it's
going to
be way more painful to get it removed than it was to get it.
Yeah. So
mind you,
think before you ink, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're at Lock and Key, which is like a place that we're fucking always at.
They love this bar.
They love this speakeasy. Correction. Jax, Kristen, and Sheena get drinks. And I wrote, oh no, something bad is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a classic scene.
It's an awesome scene.
Jax says that he feels a little, basically Lala's coming. And he's like, I had to invite Sheena and Kristen as buffers. Barely even works.
No, doesn't imagine, hardly works well, at all.
I can't imagine what they would have done if they had not been there.
Fuck in the bathroom, obviously. Yes.
And so he is afraid to get drinks alone with Lala because he now has Brittany, who is literally, as they're sitting down, driving across the country to come live with him.
She is on a minimum 32-hour
road trip
from Kentucky to Los Angeles, all the way alone.
Yes.
Car packed to the gills with all of her earthly belongings.
Yes. They briefly talk about the fight last night. They're like, I hear that you didn't side with like Tom and Ariana about like Kristen or whatever. And Sheena's like, God forbid you say let it go to Ariana. She's one of my best friends, but she has a really bad attitude. She does have a really bad attitude.
She does.
She has a nasty little attitude on her. Kristen basically is like, so am I going to Waikiki? Like, what's going on? Am I going on the trip? I want to go.
We don't know that they're going to Waikiki until this scene when Jax does a shot and is like, and we're going to Waikiki. It's like the Bachelor reveal.
We're
going
to Kiki and Waikiki.
Jack
is like, you are obviously putting me in a really uncomfortable position, but they're like, it's your birthday, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
And basically he says that in the talking head, he's like, I came into this night like resolved to tell Kristen that she can't come, but what he actually tells her in the scene is, I want you to come, I'm gonna fight for you, I'm gonna fight and fight and fight and make you proud. That they all high five.
I'm gonna fight and fight and fight,
fight
and make
and fight
you
and
proud.
Fight and fight. He obviously doesn't do that.
No, of course not.
Immediately.
Well, because the talking head in the next sentence is Sheena being like, she's gonna show up if he doesn't say no.
Yes.
He needs to say no.
Lala shows up and Jax asks if she and Kristen are good in front of both of them. Kristen basically is like, I don't give a fuck about you and James. I don't give a fuck if you guys are fucking or dating or married or whatever.
Yep.
Obviously, Kristen's a little upset because Lala and Kristen have that kind of girl boss moment of like girl power.
Solidarity.
Then I would also be pissed off because like it seemed like the energy was like, fuck James.
Me too.
And then immediately, like the day after, Lala and James are like hanging out and making out again or whatever. Lala's like, I've never fucked James. I only made out with him. And Kristen warns her not to have sex with James because he is quote unquote like it. Is like dirty as shit, meaning his dick or something.
So fucking gross.
So disgusting. Vile.
So gross.
And then they all do a bunch of shots.
They're doing so many shots.
Yeah.
Shot after shot. My notes say shot after shot after
shot. And margarita after margarita after margarita.
Yes. Also, when Lala walks in, originally she's like, you guys already did shots without me. Why are you guys going out and doing shots like that? I just can't imagine going to casual drinks with your...
No,
I mean, it's
like
I do
four shots.
I do shots when I go out on a party night.
Well,
but
it's also,
to sit at a table and order round after round of shots.
It's crazy. Because then it's like, what's the point of even going out to get drinks? Like,
Why don't you just buy a bottle and sit at your apartment?
Yeah. And after they do a bunch of shots, Jax or Lala asks Kristen if she can hug her. Yep. Jax is like, do it. She gives amazing hugs. And then the two of them hug, obviously, in a way that is like sexually perverted.
Yep.
Of course.
And the girls, Kristen and Gina like, are looking at each other like
aghast, literally shocked, stunned, horrified. In the talking head, Lala says, you get liquor in me. I don't care if the Pope and Santa Claus are in front of me. Hell, I'll lick the Pope's ear.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Nonsense.
That
she's like drunk in the confessional. Yes.
I'm like, you'd fuck Santa Claus?
Yeah, she would. And the Pope.
This is when Jax invites Lala to Waikiki.
His vacation
reveal. And Kristen is like, fuck you. Is Brittany coming? Yeah. Then Lala starts petting Jax, who is basically beet red, extremely horny, has a boner under the table, whatever. Sheena says, wait, don't touch him because he's literally getting too horny.
Yes. Yes.
It's my drinks from hell.
It's so bad.
They're being so gross.
It's actually my drinks from heaven. It would make me laugh so hard to be Sheena in that situation, being like, oh my God, he has a crazy boner.
He's getting
excited. He literally is like sweating red, rock hard.
Yes.
Sheena says, Jax, look at you. This is why you can't have a girlfriend. You want to fuck her so bad.
It's like, y'all are being so crass.
And you're being fucking disrespectful towards Brittany.
Yes. Yes, everyone is being extremely inappropriate to like a bunch of different people.
I know.
This one, Jax says, if I wanted to take you home and have sex with you, I would have done it a long time ago. Lala says, will you do it right now? Basically, they are just touching upon each other under the table. They are really heavy petting under the table. And this is when Jax also says, can we fucking not tell anyone on camera saying that?
Whispers to her, quote unquote, whispers.
Whispers into his mic.
Yes. Also, this is when Sheena says, hands above the table. He's trying to tug his chub.
That
hands above actually, the table he's trying to tug his chub.
I don't think I heard that stunned me into silence what you just said to me,
because he's fucking adjusting his rock hard dick and she's like you're trying to tug your chub, not at the table, please.
I can't even process. Now I feel like I'm there right now. Yeah. I'm like sweating. Dear fucking God, holy hell.
I can't even describe the way that they're touching each other. Hands up each other's shirts.
She's like rubbing his back, like lifting his shirt up. Like it's like, this is hell. Hell is lock and key.
Hell
and you're fucking
is
locked
lock
the fuck
key.
In there as well. Huh? Can't get out.
You have to find the right fucking key to yes. get in, and then you open the
I'm
door.
Trying
and
to
that's
escape.
Happening.
I'm like opening all the different doors.
Oh my God! I forgot the other thing he whispered to her.
Well, I think I'm about to say it.
Yeah, say it.
He says, can we fucking not tell anyone? Kristen looks disgusting. And in the talking head, she says, Lala is just now filing her application for skank of the year, but it's just as bad that Jax isn't fighting her off.
Yeah.
And then he says his horrible line that we all know has been burned into our memory. And he says, I want to fuck you in front of these two right now.
Yes. No.
Wait, he said that before to someone.
I don't know when. It's obviously his thing.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about when he said to Schwartz, like, I wish you would have sex with.
He said, I wish I could you would rail a girl right in front of
yes.
me.
Yes. In front of Katie or something. I don't know. Anyway.
In front of Katie.
He says, I want to fuck you in front of these two right now. And they're just watching on.
And then he does a crazy horny like meme face. He does like the meme that's like, I don't even want to do it, but it's like the underbite one. I can't.
It's like the crazy chiseled meme face.
Yes.
Okay. I know
and
what
he
looks
just like it. And that was his pure raw sexual energy.
Horrible.
Of course. I mean, they're so drunk.
Yeah. I obviously feel disturbed by this scene. I felt disturbed by this scene for years. So, but that's basically all that happens. That's all that happens. It's a lot that happens.
Yes. Well, then he leaves.
He does leave.
He walks out. He takes himself out of the situation.
He needs to.
But he walks away muttering under his breath.
Literally muttering like, I want to have sex with her so bad.
God dang, I want to fuck her so bad. God dang. God dang, I want to fuck her
God
so
dang,
bad.
I want to fuck her so bad, muttering that under my breath, leaving lock and key.
It's like, your girlfriend Perfect is on alert. The way. Your girlfriend is on the way.
Yeah, you're airdropping a girl to your apartment right now.
Yes.
Who's about to move in with you.
We're leaving lock and key. We're not going back for a while.
You guys, we can forget what just happened for yeah. For if only a moment.
Put that away.
Yeah. Put that in a box, compartmentalize. We move forward.
Now we're at Sir. Everybody's setting up for service. Sandoval bumps a bottle of Sambuca while he's setting up the bar. It shatters. Liquor spills everywhere. Smells terrible. Super sticky. Gets on all the glasses.
The way that he just like also let the entire bottle drain out on
just
the shelf. I was like, can you like move that to the sink or something and like not do that? But whatever.
No, he can't.
He can't because his brain is stupid.
Katie walks up upon that scene and is like, you are not cut out for this sangria business.
And it's true. He's not.
Yeah, it's 100% true.
He's certainly not.
Lisa walks up. She kind of starts in on it with Katie. She's like, they're fucking bums, basically.
Yes.
The Toms. They haven't gotten anything done.
Fucking
they have
losers.
No fucking ideas.
Yes.
Katie is like, I wish that Schwartz would commit to anything at all. Even like the fucking sangria thing.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval is like, we would have been so far in the sangria business if Schwartz had just let me talk first.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Give that up on
horrible
that.
Meeting you guys had.
You said all you could have possibly said.
You said your piece.
Yeah, you had your turn.
You got yours. It's enough out of both of you, actually, yeah. In fact.
Shut it down.
It would have been better if neither of you had spoken ever about it in the first place.
Honestly, it would have. If you had just let Pandora and Jason propose an idea to you and you accept, that would have been much better.
That would have been way, way better.
Said you had to run your dumbass mouths.
Yes.
But anyways, Katie's like, I wish you would commit to anything. And Lisa is like, right? Wouldn't that be good? Because she knows.
In the talking head, she's like, I'm so excited for the proposal. Katie's going to piss herself. Sorry, she says wet herself. Anyway.
I am so intimately familiar with Lisa Vanderpump right now at this current junction because of how much Beverly Hills Housewives I'm watching.
Yeah.
Sometimes her jokes just don't fucking land with those women.
Of course not. Of course not.
Sandoval asks Katie if she got the time off for his birthday dinner and reminds her that she needs to dress up. And Katie is like, yes, I got the time off and I will dress. You're always asking us to dress up.
It's the perfect smokescreen for a proposal because Sandoval is like so fussy and like does have so many like requirements for like what it means to go to his birthday dinner.
No, literally.
Obviously.
It is perfect. Yeah. Later on, Sandoval will be like, it's perfect.
Yes.
And it is. I'm happy that he allows. Oh. Well, he likes to have like this air of generosity about
him. He does.
But I'm glad that he wasn't like, it's my birthday dinner.
Well, he's about to have a birthday trip to Waikiki.
Yeah,
but
Waikiki.
Yeah. Oh, and I can't wait till we can talk about what the fuck Schwartz rolled up in that outfit that he's wearing to propose.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, something he thought long and hard about. Katie walks away and Lisa asks Sandoval if he knows about the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, bitch. Duh.
Fucking duh.
The first one to know. Asks Sandoval if he's ever going to get married. Sandoval says he's getting closer to marriage, more closer than he ever has been before with Ariana.
That's not true. She doesn't want to get married. So you're actually further away than you've ever been from it.
Yes. You could have married Kristen.
She would have said yes in a heartbeat. It would have been hell.
I bet it would have been prison. I bet you. She asked you.
It would have been jail. But you could have married her. Ariana will never let you marry her. Not in a million billion years.
You? Me now knowing the future. Your future, Tom Sandoval. Even if I didn't, I could tell you.
No.
Y'all
way.
Are never getting married.
No fucking way. Then we're basically just at Sir later. Brittany shows up to the restaurant with her moving boxes in her car and Jax is like, what the fuck is in there?
Her whole life is in there. Everything she has is in there.
She's moving in with you. And it's like a small like
sedan. She's
driving
like a Prius, basically.
So it's like not even that much shit, dude.
No.
And he in the talking head says, whether I want it or not anymore, it's kind of too late.
I'm over his bullshit. He said it's moving too fast.
Come on. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited that Brittany's here, but it's moving a little fast. Girl.
You are pissing me off. You're pushing my damn buttons. Jax,
well, it's just
you begged
like
her to
you
come.
You begged her to come.
You begged her to come.
I know it wasn't her idea.
I'm sorry that last night you finally got your shot with Lala and then you decided not to take it. But you've been begging Brittany to come for months.
Well, the problem is that he literally only has a window of time when he's interested in someone and that window is up. And now at the end of the window, she's moving in with him.
I know. Exactly that. He should have never done that.
So then Brittany comes into Sir, meets James, who wishes her luck on her move. And
Why would he even bring her into Sir?
I don't know.
The only two people in Sir right now are
James and
Lala
literally watching from behind Brittany's back as she and Jax like kiss and talk.
And Jax is looking at Lala and
literally
sweating.
Like sweating. He is so scared. He just like tells her about all the stuff they have going on this week. And then Lala literally watches in the background and like he's like stuttering and like panting or whatever. It's like.
And she's mad. She's doing a face like she's mad.
Well, she is mad.
Of course.
And then we have Lala and James. James comes up to Lala, kisses her hello. Disgusting. And she's like, hello, mister.
Hi, mister.
Her fucking mister is better than Shug, but I still don't like it. And I don't appreciate it. I'll tell you that fucking much.
She hasn't pulled out Shug in a little bit.
Thank God.
She's on to mister, but we'll be back.
We'll be back to stuff that's actually way worse.
It's going to get worse than you could ever imagine. Much worse than where we started.
Things are
going to
get way, way worse.
You want to talk about my man? You want to get popped?
My man? It's Randall, mind you.
Yep, it's Randall.
No, I don't want to talk about your man. I don't even want to look at your man.
I wish your man didn't exist.
Yeah, I wish your man was dead.
Your man, Harvey Weinstein Jr. No, I don't want your man.
No. So he tells Lala about how Brittany is moving in with Jax, and Lala is like, what? And then we get flashbacks of Jax being like, would I call her my girlfriend? No.
No.
And saying, I don't really think it's a thing anymore. Like, 2 weeks ago, James is like, this is what I tried to warn you about. And in the talking head, Lala is like, well, thank God Jax didn't come home with me because I wouldn't have remembered, first of all. And also, he has a girlfriend.
Dude, her drinking is really out of control.
Of course.
I know that's like, there's no point in even saying it. But she's like,
whatever. But yeah.
It's so crazy.
No, she's like.
She blacks out every single night.
Yes.
How could you be on reality TV? Well, the anxiety you would have. Reality TV. I know, of course.
Even better because you can find out what you did.
True. But it is just like, that's the cycle. It's like, I'd be so anxious I'd have to black out the next night again. I mean,
that's literally why people do that. Yeah. Obviously. She tells James that they were flirting last night, which obviously pisses him off. And he goes, you were all over him? She's like, yeah. I love her though. It's so funny.
Me too.
The way she is with him.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck. And her makeup looks so fucking bad, by the way. It is like completely unblended. It looks like dog fucking shit. It looks like she did her makeup in pitch black.
I know.
So bad.
They keep cutting to her in the confessional and she looks like way better.
Well, and like later when Faith comes over, she has like a natural like beat on, like, and she looks good. She literally like,
this is like
the lighting was
hardcore 2016 unblended.
Completely unblended.
Overhead lighting.
Yes. In the talking head, James is like, I'm not trying to settle down with Lala, but she should have at least fucked the shit out of me by now.
That was interesting phrasing, in my opinion.
I agree.
She should have fucked the shit out of me by now.
Bye.
B.I.
now.
B.I. now. B.I.
now.
She should have fucked the shit out of...
Whoa. Bye, comma, now.
She should have fucked the shit out of me by now is so... crazy. It made me laugh. Well, made me laugh my little ass off. I'm so excited to meet his boyfriend.
I know.
It's gonna be like a season.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Holy shit. Oh my god. And I know.
She should have fucked the shit out of me by now.
It's like, you're the gayest guy in the world.
You are so gay, guy. You are so gay, guy.
You are bi now.
My God. Because it's like, why are you hanging out with her otherwise? She's not giving you any pussy. You want her to fuck the shit out of you. You want to kiss. And it's like, I don't think they're even kissing with tongue.
They're like.
They're literally just best friends. Like, that's your best friend. And you have to pretend that you want to fuck her.
Yeah, literally.
She's like a fruit fly. Yeah.
He tells her that it pisses him off and is like gross to him that she flirts with Jax. And in the talking head, Lala says, in my head, talking about her and James, we're one step up from cuddle buddies, one step down from fuck buddies, we're Netflix and chill. Okay, whatever.
You just don't want to have sex with him either is the thing.
No. She's like, yeah, I guess last night was my bad, and I'm gonna blame it on the alcohol, but also like, you should be happy that I'm even being honest with you, which is so funny. She is like, I love that she's using like, she's just like playing like,
I mean, she's like, she's the dom and he is such a simp.
And she's using like men's games, like,
of course,
reverse, being like, aren't you happy I told you the truth? Something that hurts you horribly.
Exactly.
It's like so fucking funny.
I could have lied to you about this, but I'm being extremely honest with you.
And she tells James that he invited her to Waikiki. And James is like, he's just trying to have both of you at once. And she says, dude, he's a grown ass old man. If that's the way he works, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Just made me laugh that she called him an old man.
Me too. Also, a couple things on that. Number one, I do not think that he invited Lala to have her and Brittany at once. I think he was drunk and extremely horny.
Yes.
He even remembers that he invited her.
That's like,
it's his nightmare.
It's an extremely stressful situation. We just saw him when they were within 6 feet of each other for like 20 seconds.
Yes. It's really, really bad.
Yeah.
Second of all, Lala, to think that he wouldn't want to have sex with both of you at once is crazy.
Of course.
Obviously he would want that.
It's his dream.
Because he is a pervy old man.
He is a pervy old man. Yes. James decides like he's not gonna he's like, I'm not missing out on a trip to Hawaii. It's like, yes you are, beloved, like
I'm definitely gonna come.
Yeah, no you're not.
No,
you're definitely not gonna get invited, you fucking idiot. And then she's like, well, I'm just gonna be walking around all day naked with a coconut in my hand, and like that makes him horny or whatever.
Yeah, he goes
Ew. Oh my god. And you want her to fuck the shit out of you already?
I mean, it's like he gets bit on the back of his arm when he comes. Okay, he's getting fucked from behind.
Duh.
It's awesome. It's so, I'm happy for him that he's gay. I wish he could be open about it.
I'm not happy for him that he's gay. I'm not happy for him for anything. But of course, no, that's all. I'll leave it there. I don't
wish him upon our community.
I would, if being gay made him less of an abusive monster, sure. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say what would have happened if he could have come
out. I definitely don't want him as a gay guy. I don't want him,
well,
period.
He is a gay guy.
Yeah.
So. Nothing we can do about that.
Nothing to do.
But we can nail the closet shut.
Yes.
Just
make sure he never come out.
No, I I would never do that to anybody. We're at the Sir office now. Mm-hmm. A place we've never been before. I know.
New location unlocked.
Mm-hmm. Jax is there to pick up his paycheck and to ask Lisa if next week the entire staff can go to Hawaii for his birthday.
So funny.
My God. Also,
it's like, oh my God, I've seen this film before. We've seen this exact conversation so many times.
And it's going to happen a million more times. Every time they go out of town, they quote unquote run it by Lisa. Annoying. And she says the same thing, which is like, get your shifts covered.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay.
You've worked a job before. That's always what it is.
Yes.
Jax goes over the invite list with Lisa. He's going to invite Max because Faith is going to be there. And the two of them have been seeing each other a little bit.
Okay. And Lisa's like, barely.
Yeah. And like, Lisa's girl. Like, please do not invite Max.
She really doesn't want
him to go. Please do not invite Max. She does not want her
She's
son
obviously scared.
To go on vacation with Jax Taylor.
Of course not.
Legit, who would? They do a montage of like...
the horrible things that like, Jax does on vacation.
Like terrible fighting.
It's like the one where he's like in the parking lot.
Sucking a shot out of somebody's ass. Like
taking his shirt off in the parking lot in Vegas. Yeah. Screaming in people's faces. Going ballistic.
And it's funny because I forget like she's seen that. Like she's seen the show.
Yes. She knows everything that they do.
Yeah.
And he says Peter will take care of Max, which is so funny.
Yes.
Like,
and then
Max
she's like,
Max is a dog and Peter is like a task rabbit or something.
I mean, that's not entirely kind of. Wrong. That's a pretty adept characterization.
Peter.
That I sent to you?
The one with that girl?
Oh, where he's expecting. They're expecting. They're having a baby.
What the hell?
They're having a baby.
That video is so strange.
Peter's having a baby. And it seems like that woman is a stranger.
Doesn't know.
That woman is a stranger. That woman is a stranger to him.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's also like he paid for her to be there.
You were on camera for years. Why are you so awkward in this TikTok?
I don't know. He always is so awkward on camera. He's so... Remember the things he's up to right now, having a baby and inventing a special kind of currency that you can use at casinos or something, mm-hmm. which is crazy because there's art.
They have that. It's called
already
coins,
made that.
Tokens.
They made that long ago. Yes. Gambling chips. Anyways.
Anywho.
Back to the Sir office. Jax kind of brings up James in an attempt to be nasty about him with Lisa. Mm-hmm. Being like, well, I'm definitely going to leave a Sir bus, sir.
Yeah.
And Lisa is like, don't care. Don't really care. And Jax is like, okay, I don't have to explain myself. I don't want him there because it's my birthday. And She's like, okay, I do not care.
She's literally like, I don't give a fuck if you whether or not you take James.
Could not care less.
It's like better for her, obviously, if less employees go also.
Of course. He then tells Lisa that he's bringing Brittany and that their relationship is, quote unquote, as serious as it can be at this point. So, because she lives with him.
Yes.
She just moved here for him.
It's as serious as it can be at this point.
Yeah.
That's basically as serious as it could possibly be when you've been dating someone for 6 months. They just moved to your city and moved in with you.
Into your studio.
Yeah.
Apartment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Lisa. Oh, yeah.
Lisa tells Jax that Brittany is going to see right through him and it won't take long.
Yes.
To which he responds.
She just moved here. She moved here for you. It just kind of happened. She'll see through you. You think so? Oh, yeah. It won't take long.
Right to his face. Right to his damn face.
I love how rude she is to him.
Me too. Jax says that Brittany's on the 90-day trial period, which is so cruel.
It's been way longer than 90 days, mind you.
Yeah, 90 days living together, perhaps.
90-day fiancé.
But guess what? It's going to be many, many, many more years.
Yep.
Retro.
Woo. Then we're at Lala's with her and Faith. Lala's literally making them like vodka on the rocks with like a drop, like single drop of like cranberry juice or
legit
whatever.
A droplet.
It's like a drop of like red dye 40.
Yeah.
And Faith, first of all, is so pretty. Sorry.
I know. Faith is so pretty. Not very smart though.
Mm-hmm. She says she's really excited to go for Hawaii because she needs to get out of the States. And then she's like, wait, Hawaii is part of the U.S. Yeah,
and that's what I mean by that.
Yes. And Lala tells Faith that she touched James peepee. Her words, not mine.
She
of
says
course,
she has
I would
news.
Never say such a thing.
She has news for Faith. I touched James peepee.
Faith is like, how big is it? I don't think Lala says.
No, she doesn't. Well, Faith is trying to investigate.
Well, she's... Faith says, I'm just really curious to see what it is you find sexually attractive about James. And Lala just says, I don't know.
I know. I do love Faith. She's funny as fuck. Because
yes.
That is awesome.
It's
it is
we're
like,
all trying to figure
thank
out.
Thank you for asking that question, honestly.
Like, literally, yeah.
Because it's confounding.
It's actually shocking.
It's one of the world's greatest mysteries.
Yes. Lala explains that basically she just wants to hang out with and make out with James all the time. Hang out with him all the time.
They do.
Put a bullet through my fucking head.
They're each other's best of friends.
Literally. And that she basically has no interest in hanging out with Jax, but really just wants to fuck him. She tells Faith that after the lock and key thing, she texted Jax, come get in my bed.
At 3 a.m.
And they say hashtag ho moment.
Yep.
Ho moment.
Hashtag ho moment.
Hashtag ho moment.
Hashtag whole moment.
She's like, I would have been acting completely different if I had known he had a girlfriend. Faith is like, really?
Yeah.
No, you would not have my love. Because in the talking head, she explains that she has no problem not flirting with a man who's in a relationship as long as she's sober. But she is literally never sober. She's always
sober.
Drunk.
She's so, never sober.
Yeah. But she says that basically she's going to have to work on that in Hawaii.
Okay. It's like they're going to be drinking from the second they get to LAX.
Yes.
So best of luck. We're at Kristen's apartment. This is an apartment that Katie and Sheena have never seen before.
Yeah, they're mending.
Yes. They're visiting. Katie and Sheena are visiting Kristen for the first time at her new spot. They've been friendly lately, but Kristen is hopeful that this is kind of the next step to them being actual friends again. And Katie and Sheena are kind of willing to let Kristen back in because she has been making a strong attempt to make amends.
Katie, write down the lasagna thing.
How Kristen is making them a delicious lasagna with no meat.
No carbs and no meat.
No carbs and no meat. Well, she's a vegetarian. So I think it's probably just sauce and I think she's making them pasta.
Sauce.
Just sauce because no pasta.
Yeah.
Maybe zoodles. Perhaps zoodles.
It's really upsetting.
Well.
Sounds like fucking so bad.
It sounds so disgusting. It's crazy. Disgusting. That's not lasagna.
No. Not even, it's not even pasta.
No, it's not it's pasta.
Sauce with something else that I couldn't imagine. Don't want to know what it is.
I don't.
Yeah.
She's not a chef.
No.
It's never been her thing.
No.
Kristen is excited because this is her first bachelorette pad. I was feeling really happy for her because she's finally not in a toxic relationship. And when she says that, Katie is like, oh, sometimes I miss living alone. And actually, Schwartz has really been getting on my fucking nerves recently. But it's for the same shit. Like, it's because he can't commit to anything.
Yes.
And Sheena has to keep her big mouth shut because she knows the proposal is on its way.
Yes.
Imminent. They then kind of get into the Jackson, Tom, and Ariana stuff. Basically, how Jax is not being upfront with Sandoval about how Kristen is invited to Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
Katie thinks that they're just all being like way too much, that like they're being too anti-Kristen.
Yeah.
They're acting like she killed their dog, shit on it, and mailed it to them.
That part took me out.
Maybe Miss Stassi. Killed their dog, shit on it, mailed it to them.
Also, at one point, like before that, Lala's like, she acts like you wanted to kill her. And it's like, well, she did keep saying that she wanted to kill her.
She said that a bunch of times. She said it a bunch of times. So,
so that's where she got that impression, was from Kristen's lips.
Katie also says that if somebody apologizes it, then you're sort of obliged to accept their apology and move on, which is like just fucking rich coming from anyone in that group.
I know, of course.
Like, so crazy. Let's not pretend.
No.
And I was just thinking that, like, I personally want them to forgive Kristen and have her come back into the group because I love her energy.
Me too.
I love you, Mariposa.
Mariposa.
Te amo, Mariposa. And she is just kind of like a foundational member of the group. Like, she's OG, VPR. She's been there for a long ass fucking time. She knows everyone really well. She's always had insane behavioral issues.
Yeah,
so,
she's
like,
amazing TV.
The scale on which you judge her behavior, like, her expectations just have to be different than other people's. So it's like, duh, she's like fucking crazy and she's gonna be crazy again.
Yeah, but she's been way less crazy.
But she's been so much less crazy. She's been working on it. Just forgive her. Please just forgive her. But I also understand where it's like,
but of course, for our own enjoyment, we do want her back in the fold.
Yeah. And then Kristen basically is like, okay, I'm fucking giving up on Hawaii because Sandoval is insisting that I don't go. So I'm not gonna go.
Yeah.
Which made me sad.
It did make me sad.
And it made Sheena and Katie sad and mad.
Yeah. Then we're at Sandoval's. Sandoval is hungover, drinking literally straight out of the Brita.
Why?
Let that sink in from like the spout. So gross. Schwartz comes in and says, what's going on, Big Daddy?
He was talking crazy.
You're looking a little bedraggled.
He was talking.
Look what I got you. And it's a breakfast burrito.
You're looking a little bedraggled.
What's up, Big Daddy? Sandoval's like, really? For me?
Oh, really?
And then Schwartz proposes to Sandoval with the burrito. Schwartz also brought over clothes for Sandoval to approve of.
Not just clothes. Fresh digs.
Fresh digs, sorry. Schwartz says he's getting more nervous for the proposal because it's a lot of moving pieces. Sandoval tells him to make the speech really fast.
Sandoval's advice is so bad.
He's like, you need to make the speech really fast because otherwise she's going to know that you're proposing to her. And Schwartz is like, well, my love, I'm going to be down on one knee. She's going to know what's happening
and
by the time,
like,
I'm giving the speech.
It's okay if she knows that I'm proposing to her while I'm proposing to her.
Also, the huge part of it is a prank where she doesn't know that I'm proposing to her. So it's fine if we move into the portion where she does know that I'm proposing to her.
Yes. What is Sandoval's advice is to whip out the ring right away and then give a quick speech.
Yes.
A quick speech.
A quick speech. Okay. So Schwartz is obviously so nervous and they kind of vaguely go over the details of what's going to happen. But I think the way that this episode is edited, they want it to be a surprise, so we don't really learn like why he's so stressed or like what the moving pieces are necessarily. He brings out his outfit and says he quote-unquote doesn't want to be conspicuously overdressed. I'll kill him.
What he settles upon.
And
it's certainly not that.
Yes. In the talking head, Sandoval reveals that he has quote unquote styled Schwartz for his first night out in LA when all he had was flip-flops and really torn up jeans.
Yes. All he had was flip-flops and really torn jeans.
Yes.
It's like, how torn? How torn? Like, if he's saying that.
I can't imagine.
Like threadbare. Giant holes. Yeah.
Just like fucking tip to tail. Yes. And Schwartz puts on a black t-shirt and a vest that Sandoval describes as double-breasted, 100% Topshop. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I didn't write
the caption down. Said 100% top shelf. I went back multiple times. I think he says 100% Topshop.
I'm sure that he did. I bet it's from Topshop.
100%, as he said. Duh.
It's 100% from Topshop.
It's 100% Top Man.
We get a couple brand drops in this episode that made me laugh.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Jack's clearing out H&M and Zara. I'm like, holy shit, you guys are fucked up. Okay. They're playing, obviously, like, sentimental music over this scene that is, like, so stupid. And yeah. Sandoval's like, damn, we've been through so much together. Like, we were brought together, like, by a Craigslist ad, whatever. Schwartz says that when he first moved in, he just walked around the apartment in circles and didn't leave his room for 3 months. Okay. Like a dog.
And played online poker every single day.
Walking around the apartment in circles like a nervous dog.
Like a nervous dog.
Won't leave his room for 3 months playing online poker every day.
He said that when he showed up, he was wearing an oversized polo and paced around the apartment. It's like,
what the fuck?
Oh my God.
You were like still a grown up.
I know. You were like 22.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Whatever. And you went to college. It's like he graduated from college.
I know. And yeah, they're just being like sentimental about their like busted ass friendship. Sandoval says that their friendship seems like fate because they like have the same initials and like found each other on a Craigslist ad or something.
Yes.
And that it's just crazy to see how far they've come. Then like Schwartz goes to leave. Sandoval says, you're going to look great tonight. Iron that fucking shirt though. And then they literally are like, I love you.
I love
and
you.
I love you. Goodbye.
I love you. Goodbye. I'll see you later. It was a huge night for Tom Schwartz. It's a huge night for Tom Schwartz.
Yeah. And for Tom Sandoval, actually.
Of course. Obviously, also for every night is a huge night for Tom Sandoval.
A huge night for his brother is a huge night for him.
Okay, we're back at Sir. James is working. He's working. He's bussing. He's looking at the schedule in the back. Uh-oh. He's scheduled for every single day that everybody else is in Hawaii.
Crap.
No. He's really upset.
Well, it's like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, literally... No one invited you to Hawaii.
You know that they're going next week. Not a soul has reached out to you. What did you think that they were? They still haven't planned it yet?
And you know they hate you.
They hate you so bad.
People that don't like you are going to on a trip and haven't invited you. Why do you think you're going?
He's what? Like, fuck, what the fuck? He's looking at the schedule being like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? No. He wants to get the entire week covered because he heard that everyone is going to Hawaii. He heard.
It's literally so crazy.
Is going to Hawaii. It's like they have hotels booked already. Where would you
Everybody
stay?
Everyone has their accommodations.
Yeah. Lisa, Lisa walks in the back and is like, are you not supposed to be working right now? what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking at the schedule, okay? And he's like, I gotta get these days covered because everybody's going to Hawaii. And she was like, are you invited?
She goes, covered for what? Because she knows. Yeah.
And he was like, no.
And then literally he's like, I heard everyone's going to Hawaii. And she's like, I don't think you need to be worried about that. It's like so embarrassing.
She is like, why would you think you were going to that? Jax literally hates you.
And Jax his just told me trip. That he doesn't want you there, didn't invite you.
Yeah.
Or that you're not going.
And then James is just feeling really upset because he, like everybody else is going. He looks at the schedule. He was like, oh, Faith has all the days off. She's going. Lala has all the days off. She's going.
Yes.
Yes. They haven't
they
made
like
enemies.
Those people.
Yeah. You have made a big enemy with the birthday boy.
Yes.
So whatever. And then he's like, I'm just mad because like all my friends are going, all my closest friends are going. And then he says he's going to get the shifts covered no matter what.
Yes.
First of all, babe, all the other shifts, there's definitely no one to cover your shifts.
Yes.
Because everybody else is going out of
like
town.
10
to
people got their shifts covered already. So good luck.
So you can't go. You can't go.
He says, Jax and I don't get along, but it's not like I can't stay out of his way while I'm enjoying myself in Hawaii. And I'm probably going to be staring at Lala's tits the whole time. So it's not really going to matter. It's his birthday trip.
It's like, his birthday.
It's like, also, no, you can't stay out of his way. You, first of all, circumstantially, you can't stay out of his way. It's his birthday trip. You guys are all going to be together doing stuff together all the time. And you, in particular, can't stay out of his way. You're going to get drunk and start raging.
You have a compulsion to get in his way, get yes. up in his face yes. and to yell at him.
Yes.
So, of course, you won't be able to stay out of his way.
Yes.
And yeah, it's like you're filming a TV show all together. You think yes. you're going to be able to stay out of his no. way? Also, Lala wants to fuck him and you won't get off Lala's back. Yes. So
you'll be following him around like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
Fucking so embarrassing. We're at dinner. Time for the proposal.
It's time for the proposal.
Schwartz is wearing a this like vest that it's, he's wearing like a suit from Top Man.
Yeah, he's wearing a Top Man suit.
And he has his backpack on and it looks so fucking bad.
I mean, he is not giving.
He needs to get rid of that fucking backpack.
He literally Someone never buy will.
That man a satchel.
No. He never will get rid of his backpack. Oh, he my has God. It until the show ends.
Sandoval is, as we said, like basically like obviously my birthday is just the perfect smokescreen for this proposal. And I am so excited.
Sweet.
In the talking head, Schwartz says, as much as I want everything to go right tonight, I can't help but worry and acknowledge that there is a chance some things might go wrong. He is literally like shifting, sweating, looking like sick to his stomach. He looks like he has the flu.
Not good. He looks horrible. Good. He's beet red. He's sweating like a fucking hog.
He
can't
stop fidgeting. He yeah. looks so bad.
He's chugging beer.
After beer after beer after beer.
He says beer is his best friend yes, tonight.
Yes, literally. Sandoval is also the only other person there that knows what's going to go on, which is so bad. Schwartz, yes, says that his best friend is beer. And then they welcome like everyone, like it's like Sheena, Shay, Sandoval, Ariana, and Brittany and Jax. And mm-hmm. everyone like welcomes Brittany to LA. They're like, holy shit, I can't believe you did that 32-hour drive by yourself. Yep. Jax is like, fuck. Literally, like silent.
Dead silent.
He's like, I couldn't even fit in the car.
Okay.
Awkward. They start talking about Hawaii and Jack says that he went and quote unquote cleared out H&M and Zara because they have a million flowered Hawaiian shirts.
Everything, quote unquote, everything there looks like it comes straight from Hawaii. Okay.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Wait, also when they
thought of him on cocaine clearing out an H&M is so scary.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars yes. down the drain. Because he's going to have his shirt off the entire
Thousands
trip.
Of shirts.
When they were talking to Brittany about and welcoming her to LA, they go, where are you going to put all your stuff? And she goes, in
the apartment I'm moving into Texas.
Into the apartment. They're like, oh, what?
No.
Oh.
Basically, this scene is just people talking about nothing. And then it keeps cutting to Schwartz looking like he's going to like have like actually like shart his pants.
He's
like,
having a panic wazoo. Attack. Yeah, he's having a panic attack at the table.
We learn that the cue for the engagement is like them clearing the entrees. And mm-hmm. in the talking head, he also says that he has Katie exactly where he wants her because she's given up any hope that they'll ever get married.
It's so...
He's like making jokes to Jax being like, you have to teach Brittany the LA way, like never getting married to her.
Yeah,
saying that down to like the minute before you propose. It's like, I'll beat your fucking ass, motherfucker. I'll kill you.
It's so cruel.
I'll fucking kill you.
He says to her like, LA, the LA way is to be selfish forever, never get married.
Boom. And Katie is just kind of
like, Katie is so fucking used to it. She just looks like mildly annoyed. Literally. And it's like, he's saying such mean things.
Yeah.
Such mean things.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy. Freaking out and he's like, I can't breathe.
Out loud he says that.
He's like, I can't breathe. I think it's the best. It's like, I guess Katie doesn't know what's happening, but he literally is like like it'll show him like silent, just like breathing heavily and like tugging on his vest,
pulling at his clothes, and then summoning the waiter
being like, beer.
He's not even done with his beer. He has to chug it yes. before he can Hand take the off, other beer from
and then she'll bring him another one. Oh my God.
Oh my God. So the proposal begins. I have obviously seen this like multiple times, but I somehow forgot that this scheme was that.
This literally, that feel when your proposal is a fucking scheme. I fucking hate him. I hate him.
Someone else in the restaurant.
A literal ruse.
Is getting proposed to.
I did not forget that.
And Tom Schwartz draws a bunch of attention to it, which makes Katie feel really terrible.
Sad, really sad and awkward. She says she's trying not to.
Yes, she's trying to put on a fucking brave face.
Literally, trying to put on her happy face.
Because there's a proposal going on. She's like, I just want to ignore it. Just like kind of let them do their thing. Tom Schwartz is being like, yes!
What the hell?
What is that?
Oh my God.
And then he gets up and he walks over to them. If I was Katie, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't even know what was happening.
It's so confusing. It's so confusing.
As someone to be there, as someone genuinely not know what's going on, it's so confusing.
He's a terrible prankster. Like, there's no joy or humor to this prank.
It's simply cruel. Yeah. It's his not final, but is one of his final as a non-fiance's humiliations of her.
Yes. But then the part that's not even a humiliation, the part where he then walks over to the guy who's proposing and is like, you're doing this wrong or something, and like takes the ring from him.
He's like, I'll take it from here.
It's not even like embarrassing, it's just weird. Bizarre. Like, what? Okay. No. So he takes the ring from the guy who's proposing. He walks over to Katie. He says, Katie Maloney, you're the love of my life, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? And she is so excited. She says, are you serious? Are you serious?
She's like, no way, no way,
no way. No way, no way. She can't believe it. Everybody's cheering and clapping and screaming, especially Sheena. Sheena is kind of right behind everybody being like, mouth so wide open, being like, yes. She's so happy.
She's so happy for her girl.
Actually, everybody is really, really extremely happy. Katie says, yes, yes, of course. She says, yes, no, of course. And there's so much clapping and crying. And then all of a sudden, the violinist comes up the stairs. For some odd reason, because they are at a busy restaurant. I just wish she would have
done it without the couple. Like, because it is the joke of that is that someone else is proposing and Schwartz will never propose.
Yes.
It's so awful. And it's like, you could have just had a nice moment with your friends and the violinist.
I know. It's a way to put her down.
It is a way to put her down.
It's just a way to put her down.
It's horrible.
Sandoval is kind of watching them like a wistful father, kind of standing towards the back and gazing upon them with like misty eyes.
Yes.
As Schwartz and Katie are hugging because they just got engaged. Schwartz was like, she was such a bitch to me today.
I have one bullet in my gun left. And I have a man I need to find.
He's fucking easy to find, dude. He loves talking to fans.
I'm going to be doing Taken style, like trying to find
Yeah, Schwartz legit. But he doesn't have a Liam Neeson to rescue him. So you're going to get his ass.
Get his ass immediately.
Dude, it's so crazy. Why the fuck would you say that?
It's so fucking rude.
Even if that's true, it's number one because you were definitely being like a twerp asshole.
And he makes another really bad joke later. He says, time for a 4-year engagement. I'll kill you.
Does he say that?
Yes.
No.
I'll kill you, bitch.
No.
I'll kill you, motherfucker. Fuck. I swear to God.
Oh my God. I can't believe he
And she literally is like, that's not funny.
It's not fucking funny. Anyways, Katie loves her ring. The ring is fine.
The ring is fine.
It's like,
and it is fine. Like her.
It's really her. Yeah. It's going to go extremely well with her cheetah print tattoo.
Yeah.
She calls her mom to break the good news to her. Mom obviously doesn't believe it.
Yeah. Who would believe it?
Her mom doesn't even sound truly excited. Impossible
to, well, she woke her mom up from like a deep sleep to tell her like my bum ass boyfriend finally proposed to me. It's like, fuck.
My loser finally asked me.
Crap. He's part of the family now. Shit.
They all do shots of whiskey. Woohoo. Wahoo. To celebrate. And everybody is happy. My note says, including me, I'm smiling huge.
I know.
I can't help it. When they're happy, I'm happy.
They're happy, I'm happy. But
then they're walking out. Oh, see, and sometimes it's like, he's so nasty. I didn't hear that 4-year thing. So this probably, I wouldn't have written this note if I had. But as they're walking out, she's like, I'm so excited we're fiancés. And he's like, want to do a reenactment? And
I know, that gets down on the knee again. It's just like, why make jokes about doing a 4-year engagement?
Why can't you just be the sweet guy?
Just be sweet for one, or even just a sweet guy for one day.
Why? Yeah. Why do you have to degrade her at every turn?
One single 24-hour period.
It's impossible for him.
Let's try.
It's literally impossible. Is this upcoming trip the one to Hawaii where he says he doesn't like the sound of her voice?
Probably.
I'm nervous.
Amazing engagement moon coming up.
Yeah, literally.
An amazing way for them to get into a new fight and a new chapter of their relationship.
I'm so legitimately curious about their sex life because
they're not having it.
I know. And Schwartz is like, I'm excited to propose and have fiance sex in Hawaii.
That's not going to change.
How many times have they had sex total? Like 10, it feels
literally
like.
Literally like 10. That's the episode.
I would like to meet her and ask. I bet she would say. Or him. I could get him to tell me way easier.
You could. But she would be truthful and he might not be truthful. And that's the difference.
He's not good at lying.
No. Okay, y'all. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yes, I hope you did. That was the episode.
A piece of Vanderpump Rules history.
Oh, wait. No, I have another thing to say.
Oh.
Okay. This is something that I learned from watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Before Pandora and Jason were engaged, Pandora wore a ring on a necklace around her neck.
Oh.
Schwartz certainly stole that idea.
Of course.
And then did the ring on the string thing.
Of course.
But definitely Pandora and Jason had talked about it before and Pandora wasn't ready to get engaged. Yes. And maybe Jason was.
That was more of a promise ring situation that I'm sure was like a sweet gesture.
Yes.
Not a consolation prize.
Yeah. I saw it and I was like, a ring on a string? No way.
I've seen that before. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Mwah. Talk to you later.
Bye.